Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are going to talk about the college football playoff a little bit later on as it has been unveiled. There's some good conversation there. I will just say this.
Take my ball and go home.
You going to take it and go home? Yeah, we'll talk about that. I like even more, and I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't hate A&M. I don't love A&M. Don't hate Texas. Don't love Texas. Watching what happened with Ohio State and Indiana, I am floored still. Now, this is going under the radar a bit. But the disrespect that Texas A&M got in the entire process when it comes to the rankings over the last 2 weeks. Ohio State lost to Indiana, and they dropped one spot in a neutral site. They lose to Texas on the road in a true road game, rivalry game, and they drop down to seven. They should at the very least. Who is Ole Miss get? Do they get Tulane? Yes. They get Tulane, and you get who?
Miami.
We get Miami at Kyle.
I know that'll be a fun game. But, I mean, to think that they dropped A&M that far after being 11-0, and then Ohio State just dropped the spot. Like, I always thought last week that was an untold, like, damn, they dropped hard. And, they like, to me, they shouldn't be behind Ole Miss, but whatever.
I agree wholeheartedly.
They got Miami. I just could not believe they dropped A&M. Like, it is wild. What happened to A&M? They're 11-0 and just rolling through. Impressive wins. And they went from 11-0 to not playing in the SEC championship game to being the seventh seed and having to play Miami instead of
Tulane.
You know, Tulane, which Ole Miss, that was, anyway. I it was a minor thing, not what Notre Dame is crying about, but I thought that was an odd thing. All right, weekend's best, weekend's worst. I'll start with my weekend. I'm gonna go worst. I'll start my weekend's worst. Kevin Stefanski. What was that? My man's pulls Shedeur Sanders, who. Hey, listen, he made a critical mistake on a bad pick, but he is what I think threw three touchdowns, ran one in, or threw two touchdowns, or ran one in. No, it's three.
Ran.
Yeah,
one.
That's right.
Threw
the last
total
one.
Touchdown, 370 yards.
Yeah, here we go. Down two. 2-point conversion. Right. In a previous drive, he had run one in when the play broke down for about 10 yards. Here we go. Hey, Shadur, why don't you come off the field here? Let's run this wildcat that we've been doing all the time. And then try to do a reverse. Mind you, the person he tried to do the reverse with is somebody that hadn't really practiced it because their other player was injured with a concussion. So this was somebody else that wasn't really the person they had practiced this play with. And they take Shadur off the bench and they end up losing to the Titans. And just the worst. And that whole handling of the situation. And listen, I'm sure Kevin Stefanski's a good guy, but there continues to just be coincidences that make it seem like, what in the hell is going on around there? Like, it is hard for me to be convinced, like, man, he's 100% about the best interests of the team and the players.
Well, the one good thing, Ron, is he's been consistent. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they've all been bad since he's been there. I mean, how many quarterbacks have they been through, you know?
Yeah.
And what a day. I didn't watch the game, but what a day. Oh. What a day for that defense that typically, or at least has the ability to wreck shop, to not wreck shop. Quarterback scores four touchdowns and throws 370, and you can't win behind that. Yeah, that's wild, man.
But for him to not at least be on the field for the 2-point conversion was just wild.
For me, man, I've hate the thought of taking my quarterback off the field in critical situations. I absolutely hate it. I got a guy out there that I believe in leading my team. This is my guy. This is the face. This is my leader, the voice of my squad. Games on the line.
He just threw a dot.
Games on the line. I'm going to sit on the sideline, man. I got something creative I want to get out.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to go right now to go get it. So that's my weekend's worst. What's your weekend's worst?
Well, my weekend's worst has to do with what you mentioned a little earlier, college football playoffs. And actually, the more specifically, it has to do with conference championships. Unfortunately, I think conference championships are going to be a thing of the past. And I think it's unfortunate. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't know the right way to handle conference championships. But I know playing for an SEC title, playing for a Big 12 championship, playing for a Big 10 championship, I know that should mean something. And the fact that the College Football Playoff Committee just can't figure out a way to either make those games mean something, make everybody else play one game like Vanderbilt has been petitioning to, so everybody plays the same number of games and you evaluate them just like you do anything else, or they just don't mean anything and the final standings the week before the college football playoffs are what they are. But boy, the college football playoffs was bad this weekend with JMU and Tulane getting in. But boy, the conference championships, I think, are the big loser here, Ron. I mean, I think there's a real chance that we see these guys do away with conference championships.
It was definitely going to be one if Alabama didn't get in.
Yeah.
If Alabama didn't get in and got punished for playing another game, that definitely would have been.
Well, you got what's going on with Notre Dame.
Well, it's not just the conference championships, but it's also how they determine who gets there. Like, Duke should have never
been in that game. Right, correct.
And I think Notre Dame would have gotten in if Miami was in that game and they were the champion.
Well, that's it's easier to say, you know, no more championship games than it is to figure out what to do with Notre Dame, who's not in a conference, and there is no conference championship game, right? Who, by the way, I don't know if y'all saw that, but I believe they signed a contract with the College Football Playoff Committee that if they're in the Final 12, they're automatically in. They get an automatic bid.
Yeah, that's it.
That's odd, isn't it? It's a bit odd in my opinion, but I don't know all the details, so I'll wait to flush it out. But conference championships, man, I just think Texas Tech blows the doors off of BYU. Georgia blows the doors start to finish off of Alabama. You know, you look up the Ohio State-Indiana game was a tremendous game. Indiana, they proved they've got the horses, I think, to compete. Whereas last year, I don't think they had the horses. This year, they do. So, I think we've seen the last of conference championships.
Yeah. All right, weekend's best. I'm going to change mine because you just brought that up. LeBron was sensational.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about, a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Last night, so I'll change mine from LeBron. down the stretch, big shots. Back at it, 29 points last night. But you talked about the conference champions. I do want to give a shout-out to Indiana. Kurt Cinzetti, that is the – I used to think Bill Snyder was the best coaching job, how he resurrected K-State.
Mm-hmm.
What he's done this fast, I don't care about how the transfer portal – there's still some Indiana getting guys in before. He got a lot of those James Madison kids that are there, and they are the number one seed Big Ten champions. Tyler, when were you born? What's your date of birth?
1990.
They hadn't beat Ohio State since 88. Tyler just turned 35. They hadn't beat Ohio State since 1988. And they play often. They play every year in the Big Ten. So that turnaround is, I heard Urban Meyer say it, the best turnaround in the history of college football. And it is. It's insane what he's been able to do. And they've had multiple quarterbacks.
Hey, via Scott Van Pelt. Indiana had the all-time lowest winning percentage in college football history when Kurt Cignetti arrived. When he got on the mic at Assembly Hall and started saying everyone in the Big Ten sucked, I thought they hired a crazy man. This is crazy. Incredible turnaround. Salute Hoosiers.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
Now they have the second.
From literally the worst to...
Second worst now.
Now they got the second
since
worst.
In his 2 years. Yeah. That's insane. All right, your weekend's...
I'm going to go my weekend's best. I'm going to go with Texas Tech linebacker Jacob Rodriguez. I don't know if y'all saw this, but on College game day, one thing that Pat McAfee has done is he ain't afraid to give away several $100,000 on one episode of College game day. They're interviewing Texas Tech linebacker Jacob Rodriguez on the field during warmups, his own warmups it is, and he's got the earpiece in, and Pat McAfee says, hey man, if you can hit the uprights, I'll give you $250,000 to donate to a military foundation of your choice. And he just cool, calm, collected. Said, oh, yeah, I'm cool with that. Where you want me to throw it from? He said, how about the 20? And he center punches that damn crossbar from the 20-yard line. If you hadn't followed, this is a great story. Texas Tech is a great story overall, especially if you're a Texan. But this story of this linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez, is a really cool story. His wife apparently is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot in the military. And, you know, she gets a chance to come to every game. You know, he goes over, hugs and kisses her, yada, yada, yada. So that's kind of the tie of the military foundation that he's donating to. But for a linebacker to just go, hey, yeah, man, cool, I'm good with it. And then he bangs it off the upright and goes over there and celebrates with his guys. Hell, I think you ought to draft the guy right now. Linebacker can throw it off the upright, cool, calm, and collected the whole time for 250 stacks.
He caught us off guard because during game day, he was talking. And he made a mistake in his words, but he said, "Yeah, me and my wife, we've been married 10 years." I said 10 years, man. You're like 22 years old. He meant to say 10 months.
Oh, 10 months.
Oh, but he said 10 years multiple times. I said, "There ain't no way."
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.